You are listening to Radio Sai Global Harmony. Please visit our website radiosai.org to listen to our free internet streaming service. On this website, you can access audio streams. The first three are Asia Stream, Afri Stream and Ameri Stream, which offer you programs in the languages common to these geographic regions. The other two streams are Bhajan Stream and Discourse Stream. Click on the Bhajan Stream to listen to a Sai Bhajan at any time of the day. Similarly, to listen to the divine voice of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, please log on to the Discourse Stream. Just log on to radiosai.org and experience the divine love of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. For any inquiries, please email us at listener@radiosai.org.
Sai Ram, and thank you, Sister Karuna, for that wonderful segment of Morning Glory. Well, I'm sure our listeners would have enjoyed it and would have had a refreshing morning till now. Invoking Bhagwan's presence and seeking his blessings, dear listeners, this is the segment Service Love in Action, and I'm Raghu in the service of Sai from Team Radio Sai signing in, and I welcome you all for today's Thursday Live. As always, I'm joined by Brother Sunil, our audio engineer. So, greetings and a very good morning to all of you. The time right now in our studio is 2 minutes past 11 a.m. and it's a pleasant day, a mixture of sun and cloud here at Prashanthinilayam Ashram. Well, today is 5th of September, and today, 5th of September, is celebrated as Teacher's Day here at India. So, on behalf of the entire Radio Sai team, I wish all the teachers all around the world a very happy Teacher's Day. Well, dear listeners, inspired by Bhagwan's teachings to humanity, that is, Gram Seva is Rama Seva, love all, serve all, help ever, hurt never, we have aptly named this segment as Service Love in Action. And we try to highlight the various service activities initiated by Bhagwan, and inspired by this, the various service activities taken by Swami's students and his devotees. Well, dear listeners, talking about service, I am reminded of a beautiful analogy given by Sri Ramakrishna Paramahamsa. It seems there was an old man who had two sons. One was very hardworking and responsible, and the other was very lazy and arrogant and spendthrift. So the old man gave a small portion of his property to his son who was lazy and a larger portion to his son who was hardworking, with instructions that his responsible son should financially help his lazy son in the time of need. In the same way, dear listeners, God has two types of children. One is rich and the other is poor. God has given more wealth to the rich and less to the poor, only so that the rich can help the poor in the time of need. So you see, this shows that it is the duty of the rich to help the poor and the needy, or to share the wealth of the Divine Father with their brothers and sisters. So you see, dear listeners, service to mankind is our duty. The Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization is a very good platform for everyone to involve in service activities. The array of opportunities for selfless service that the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization makes available to everyone is just mind-boggling. Regular Narayan Seva, medical camps, service to the elderly, blood donation camps and organizing blood donors, distribution of prosthetics to physically challenged, skill training to women from weaker sections of society, planning and running skill schools for the rural youth, conducting cattle camps for the rural livestock, providing drinking water and sanitation facilities for small rural hamlets. Well, these are just some of the noteworthy avenues for all. The jewel in the crown of all this is the Sri Satya Sai Village Integrated Program, the SSSVIP as it is known. This is a rare opportunity of serving the rural poor through a systematic and integrated approach in the areas of Medicare, social care, Educare, Agricare, Individual Care, Employment Care and Spiritual Care. So in this segment, Service Love in Action, we talk to Swami's devotees about the service activities in which they are involved, and we broadcast and we inspire, we try to get inspired and also inspire others, and together we try to become a worthy instrument in Bhagwan's divine mission. Well, dear listeners, a couple of months back, a group of devotees had come here to Prashanthinilayam from Region 94 for the occasion of Guru Purnima festival. And at the time, I got a chance to record a conversation with two members from that group, Mr. Shankar Shetty and Mr. Sanjay Anand. And right now, I'll be playing for you that recorded conversation. A long-standing devotee of Bhagwan Baba, Mr. Shankar Shetty, is working for a manufacturing industry as senior sales and marketing manager. He is in the Sai organization for about 20 years now and has served in the capacity of a center chairperson, national Bal Vikas coordinator, national SSEHV coordinator, national chairperson, and now since last 4 years, he is blessed with yet another opportunity to coordinate the Sai Seva in Region 94. And Mr. Sanjay Anand did his master's in commerce and is a certified IATA International Travel Consultant. Currently he is working as a financial controller in an investment company which owns a 5-star hotel and 2 travel agencies. Well, it seems he came to Puttaparthi for the first time on Swami's 60th birthday in the year 1985, and since then is actively involved in the Sai organization. In fact, from October 1990 to June 1997, he was blessed to serve Bhagwan by working at the Sri Satya Sai Airport and the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences here at Puttaparthi. So, dear listeners, let's now listen to that inspiring conversation with Mr. Shankar Shetty and with Mr. Sanjay Anand from Region 94 that I had recorded a couple of months back when they had come here to Prashanthinilayam for the occasion of Guru Purnima festival.
Saram sir, and welcome to Radio Sai Studio.
Sayanam Brother Raghu.
Sayanam Brother Raghu.
So Swami has often said in his divine discourses, love all, serve all, help ever, hurt never. And Swami has emphasized on selfless service. So inspired by this, devotees all around the world are undertaking service activities in whatever capacity they can, wherever they are. And the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization is a very good platform for service activities everywhere. So in this segment, we try to capture these service activities happening everywhere around the world by Swami's devotees and get inspired and also inspire others and together try to become a worthy instrument in Bhagwan's mission. So today I want you to talk about the service activities happening in Region 94. So once again, thank you for coming and Sairam. So let's start by you telling us, when did the Sai movement begin in Region 94?
Brother Raghu, in Region 94, the Sai activity started somewhere in the beginning 1980.
Mm-hmm.
And thereafter, it is continuing and spread all over the countries in Region 94. We come under Region 94, Zone 9B.
Okay. So now, can you throw some light on the different activities?
Yes. We are indeed grateful to Swami for His grace, and Jai Sairam to you for this slot and opportunity here in Radio Sai Global Harmony Studio. As per the guidelines of International Satya Sai Organization, our Region 94 Zone B countries too have an opportunity to participate in Sai Seva activities through all the 5 wings of organization, namely spiritual wing, educational wing, service wing, Shakti wing or Mahila wing, and youth wing. We consider through all these 5 wings, Swami has granted us opportunity to serve and do seva and thereby walk together through various activities towards the goal of realizing the divinity within us. We know it is not an easy path. There are hurdles, there are difficulties, but then Swami's grace, His guiding hands have always protected us and helped us. In terms of seva, in the Region 94 countries, we have been offering Narayan Seva, grain support or grocery distribution to the needy brethren, health awareness and medical camp, buttermilk seva during the hot summer served to the construction workers at the construction sites. Similarly, water distribution is also taken up. Iftar seva is organized during Ramadan month for the fasting Muslim brothers.
Yes.
Gram seva is done with groceries and household items in the local needy villages in the deep interior places. Blood donation and platelet donation is done. Seva to special need children. There are quite a number of autistic children, Down syndrome children and physically challenged children. We do take up a tree plantation.
Okay.
Clean up the city campaign is being organized. Seva to workers who cannot read and write at the embassies are being conducted on a daily basis for about 2 hours.
That is an Indian embassy, what Brother Shankar is talking about.
Yes. And hospital visits, particularly to the accident wards, wherein, you know, a lot of these construction workers, they face problems. Many a times they don't get support from the sponsors. Sometimes, you know, they would have changed their sponsors. They don't know how to communicate to the families, and we go and support them, help them. And there's one beautiful work that has happened is Spreading the Light Through Human Values program. This is essay writing and poster making competition conducted for Arabic school students and bilingual school students, international school students and special education school students on value themes, human value themes. These are the some of the activities that are conducted in the region 94 countries.
I think Brother Shankar has left out one, if you correct me. It is a tea service we undertake during winter times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's Middle East is a country where we have 9 months summer and around three and a half months winter. When the winter is there, we do undertake the tea service seva for the workers. Early morning, we distribute to the work site.
Okay.
I will, I think, add to Brother Shankar what he has mentioned about the seva activities which are undertaken at region level. Brother Raghu, I will give a few statistics, rough statistics, which will highlight the quantum of work which is undertaken by us, our Sai brothers and sisters in the region.
Yeah, that will be nice.
First, I'll talk about Narayan Seva, which is the home-cooked food by our Shakti Bhain, which is done in some countries weekly basis, some are monthly, some are bi-monthly.
Like Narayan Seva means what type of food is cooked?
What we do actually, you know, we, as Bhagwan said, you know, that to do the work and go ahead and distribute the home-cooked food, not the food cooked at the hotel or restaurants. Each Mahila Wing or Shakti Wing lady, one family undertakes this task and prepare the meal with chanting Lord's name. And home-cooked food is given to the workers.
Okay.
We consider one additional member in each one's family.
Uh-huh.
And when we go to supermarkets, the grocery shops, we buy grocery material required, including sugar, atta, rice, milk powder.
Little extra grocery material you buy.
We collect them and keep it.
Yeah.
And weekly, volunteers, they come and collect it. And then they put together.
Okay.
We pack them, make them hampers and distribute them.
In this Narayan Seva, we undertake, apart from the home-cooked meals, it's a grain support also there. In the grain support, it's a dry ration we distribute, like 2 kg rice, 1 kg of dal, 1 bottle of oil, 1 kg of sugar. Each family we give whenever the activity takes place. We provide this hamper, a dry ration hamper, to the needy workers. So, for instance, last year, we have done the Narayan Seva on the regional level in all the countries, that varies from 58 to 60,000 beneficiaries who are be benefited with this kind of seva. On the health awareness and medical camp, which are undertaken bi-monthly as well as monthly, the number of beneficiaries were ranging between 11 to 12,000. On the grain and grocery seva support, that is grain support, which is done weekly and monthly, the number of beneficiaries are ranging between 14 to 15,000. Buttermilk, water seva, and tea seva during winter, that number of beneficiaries around 70 to 75,000. And iftar seva, that is Ramadan, that happens only once a year. That amounts to around 3,000 our brothers, sisters in the region. Gram seva, which is winter wear, winter tea, charcoal, household needs, which they provide. In some countries, they do go and provide the charcoal when the winter season is there. For that, the beneficiary is around 7,000. When we talk about the blood donation, Brother Shankar, just to my understanding, I think we have undertaken, this is quarterly, monthly, and some countries bi-monthly. Also, whenever a need is there, the local authorities, the blood bank or the hospital, they call us. Our names and the telephone number are registered in the blood bank. So, you know, donors, they go easily and donate their blood. As Swami said, it's a liquid love. Donate your liquid love and save a life.
At times, you know, when there are emergencies, be it in the gynecological wards or be it in the accident ward, they have the data bank from us. The SAI group is the first one to be sort of contacted by these hospital authorities. Whenever they contact, and we have a database, and you know, we have our coordinators, they get in touch with the donors, and you know, we find out which group and who has donated and who is eligible now to donate. And that we organize and, you know, transport them. They go and donate, and you know, they meet that emergency requirement.
When we talk about, Brother Raghu, the seva to children with special needs or the physically handicapped, the children, the 85 families per week undertake these activities.
85 families.
And the tree plantation in one of the countries, Brother Shankar, you remember last year, I think they have planted 8,000 trees. So they want to make a green revolution there in that country. And there was a request came from the local government authorities, the municipality in one of the countries. They requested whether our SAI workers can undertake clean city campaign. So the workers, the SAI volunteers went through and on the holiday undertook this activity over there. When we talk about the embassy seva activity, which is done in Indian embassy in one of the country, it is when the people, the workers who are unable to write and read. So our Shakti Wing, they are undertaking this job 2 hours every day on the working days. So they are covering about 2,000 plus workers applications which are filled at the MSA. And Brother Shankar, regarding hospital visits, I think it's undertaken twice a week.
It's done twice a week, 240 to 250 patients, you know, on a need base. We don't go where we are not supposed to go or, you know, certain areas. But then, you know, where there is a critical areas where a support is needed, we talk to the authorities, doctors or nurses. We just extend some kind of a support. That's how, you know, we don't go everywhere to all the beds or something like that.
And other activities regarding the spreading the message or the human values program, which has been done as a part of a service activity.
Let me give little prelude to this particular activity, spreading the light through human values program. We had an opportunity, if I'm not mistaken, we came with about 31 students, Balvikas children, and we offered a program in the Purnachandra Hall, Vision, Mission and Task. It was a combination of dance, drama and shadow play. And when we came here with a lot of parents and devotees, we wanted to have a place for the rehearsals. We approached the secretary's office here and we were called, we were inquired as to what program, how, what, who are the children. We said, these are the Balvikas children. They said that you have come from abroad, from region 94. and how come you brought Indian children? Why didn't you bring the local children?
Mm.
So we were slightly taken aback because we were not yet ready to train and give the human values lessons to the local children there. Then they said that, how do you take Swami's message, Swami's love to the local community where you reside? We had no answer, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
But then they said, don't you think you have a role to play there?
Yes.
We said, yes, we have a role to play. Certainly from here onwards, we will take up this mission.
I believe it was Swami's message to us.
Yeah, correct.
We went back and we began to work on that. We literally searched for the activity and we found this one activity. We approached the local authorities. We said we want to conduct this for the students on human values themes. They said, what do you want to conduct? They have asked us to give complete details and we gave them the complete details. They said, you bring them in Arabic. We wrote them in Arabic.
Oh.
We were taken to the director. The director took us to the director general. Director general took us to the undersecretary. From there, it went to the minister's level, and then we got the permission. From then on, we have been doing this for last 10 years.
Uh-huh.
Initially, we did for about, say, 350 children.
So what is the activity? Can you elaborate a little bit?
Yes, on human values themes. The first year we took up about four topics like love all, serve all, help ever, hurt never, see good, do good, be good.
Mm.
And another topic we took on road safety. And we made them write essays.
So volunteers will go to the local schools?
We sent them circulars to the schools.
Huh.
With the permission, and we selected children from 6 to 9 years, 9 to 12 years, 12 to 15 years, like these four groups we have made, 15 to 18 years. These four groups, they were to send us 5-5 entries, which means each school could send about 40 children.
Okay.
About 350 children came in the first year.
Uh-huh.
I think about 35 schools. Who have come. You know, there were small schools and there were bigger schools.
Okay.
Later on, it increased. It has come now, after 10 years, we are conducting it on a national level.
Mm-hmm.
All the vilayats, all the regions in the country, the authorities have asked us to conduct this competition. Essay writing and poster making competition on value themes.
Value based.
These are judged by three sets of judges. One set from the SAI organization, one set from the community, another set from the local authorities.
Mm-hmm.
We have picked up the respective judges who are qualified in the field of art and literature. And they evaluated them, and we have called all of them on a particular day, and we have awarded them the prizes through the authorities, inviting them too. For this, we have received a lot of support from the local schools, from Indian schools, from the international schools, from the special education schools, from the government schools.
So what was the impact on the students?
It's fantastic. And today, they are all looking forward to have this event every year.
It's a yearly event.
It's an yearly event and they want us to sort of expand it, give it to more students. But then, you know, we too have some limitations.
I think, Brother Raghu, the way the response is coming up, maybe we have to conduct twice a year this activity.
This year, about 4,300 students have participated from 250 schools.
Okay.
We can talk about the other activities.
Yeah, now we'll talk about the medical activities.
I want to, Brother Raghu, give a small, not an incident, it is just to let you know how Swami's hidden hand help us while taking these activities in the community. You know, as Bhagwan said, Manav Seva is Madhav Seva. And whenever we do any service, Bhagwan says that it is service is the most important step to erase the ego.
Correct.
If we want to mend ourselves, we have to bend ourselves. So that way, By rendering service, in my opinion, and what Bhagavan also says, that it is, you are serving yourself first.
Yes, that's right.
Then you are serving other person.
Others.
So, Swami has always emphasized, Brother Shankar, that, you know, you see God in everybody. While doing this thing, we are not only correcting ourselves, as a person, we are making a better human being ourselves. So that's the service has done to us as a Sai volunteers.
The benefits of service are more on us than the beneficiaries.
That's right. True. I True. Agree. Absolutely. And then being under the Swami's fold and listening to Swami's words, we have realized this thing that, you know, this activities when we undertake, we become more humble.
Yes, that's right.
To a certain extent. Mm. That way.
It dilutes our ego.
That's right. It's kind of ego.
Swami has said it. It's not important what you do as service. It is very important to know as to what service has done to you.
Yes. Mm.
So, health awareness, I just want to mention to you, one labor camp was having about more than 40,000 workers.
Mm.
We wanted to have a health awareness. What happens, Brother Raghu, the workers who are working here, they don't visit the hometown or home country for 3 years, 4 years or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So they come under a lot of stress. They are not aware of the health, how they want to make it more healthy.
Mm-hmm.
They come into habit of smoking, sometimes drinking also. So we want to emphasize this thing that how living in that environment, you can maintain your health and be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
If you're healthy, then only you can look after your families. So we approached the labor camp, which is having 40,000 workers. We requested the management that we want to do a presentation on the health awareness. They said, no, we don't require your services because we have got a medical officer in the camp.
Mm.
He will take care. We prayed to Swami. The Swami, these workers are under a lot of stress.
Mm.
We want to help them. Kindly show us the way. One of the labor camp manager seen our presentation.
Mm.
And he understood the purpose for what we have come. He approached the management. He said, please give them a permission.
Mm.
Even out of 40,000, if 40 people also get benefit, let them do it.
Yes.
And you know what the results came after visiting that camp for a few months? A, the workers' health awareness, they were aware.
Mm.
And they became better person. Some people left smoking.
Okay.
Apart from that, when in that industrial area, you know, each year they conduct a survey and they award a company with certificate, the best company.
Hmm.
This company, with us, we undertook this presentation, got an award for the best company award, and it was for the best welfare of laborers through health education.
Okay. Mm.
That was awarded to this company. So see how Swami is helping us and helping the other community members.
Yes.
While doing Narayan Seva, I would like to mention just one. Mm. There are many incidents and Swami's presence were felt and grace was realized by many. Once it so happened, you know, we conduct Sangeet Sudha. It is a kind of Narayan Seva, but clubbed with teaching bhajans.
Okay.
Making them sing bhajans. Giving them some spiritual talks so that they lead, you know. Basically, we want them to sort of spend their idle time, you know, nicely. Without roaming around, without going into sort of various places, chewing tobaccos and things like that. We give them this talk, we make them sing bhajans, and at the end of the day, we give them home-cooked food.
Mm.
So we know every month, say about 130, 140 members, they come. Accordingly, we, our Shakti Wing members, they prepare the food, and that is taken there. Sometimes the number drops down, so we have to transport the food somewhere else.
Yes.
But one particular day, it so happened, the number of people turned out was almost double.
Mm.
And, say, 6 o'clock in the evening, they assemble. Up to 8 o'clock, we conduct this program. The food comes at around 7 o'clock.
Mm.
In 1 hour's time, what can be done?
Yeah.
And they are not allowed to buy food from the hotels.
Mm.
It has to be home-cooked food. So these people, they had no opportunity, but I mean, the other option, they had to sort of pray to Swami.
Yes, that's the ultimate option.
They said, Swami, we expected about 140 people, and we have more than 250 people here. And they said, okay, whatever happens. They started serving. They served all the 250 people, and there was a lot of food still balanced.
Wow, wonderful.
It reminds me, Brother Shankar, one more incident on the grain support. Mm. In one of the country in the region, they proposed to distribute hamper, 1008 hamper of dry ration, which includes rice, dal, oil and sugar.
Okay.
They procured the material and started packing it. When they finished the packing, they found that it was only 975 packets.
Mm.
And they were supposed, they thought that they will distribute 1008. And there was no time to buy another grocery items to make the packing because the activity was proposed to take the next day. So they left it like that. They said, whatever is there, it is Swami's wish and we'll distribute 975. To their utter surprise, Brother Raghu, when they came next day morning and started loading the hampers into the trucks, they found exactly 1008 packets, plus there was additional 5 packets, which was just for the drivers of those lorries who were taking the product to the labor camp.
Okay.
That is how we see Swami's omnipresence. Swami is omniscient, you know. He knows what is the need is there, and he always helps us in each activity we undertake.
In one of the country, we conduct the special children classes. We not only take care of these special need children, children with the Down syndrome, children with the autism. We also conduct training classes for the parents.
Okay, yeah.
We have invited specialists from Gujarat. We have invited specialists from USA. And then a couple of teachers who came from UK as well. A lot of sessions were conducted. If I remember, it was the period when there was a bomb blast in Mumbai. And we had a very an annual event conducted for these children in our country. And we had sent an invitation of this special need children's annual event to Swami.
Okay.
Through one of our devotees.
Mm.
And it was handed over to one of the school authorities, I mean school official here.
Mm.
And he has offered it to Swami. And it was the next day of this incident what took place in Bombay.
Mm.
And Swami, looking at the annual of invitation, Swami asked, what is this? Is this a bomb?
Oh.
And then this teacher explained, Swami, in region 94, they are conducting an annual event of special need children, and they have prayed for your grace.
Mm.
Oh, then Swami took the invitation, opened, he read it. He said, tell them, I will be there.
Mm. Okay.
We all contemplated as to why Swami used the term bomb, because today in the society, if you see, in the most civilized society, the problem of autism or Down syndrome or the special need children is 1:80.
1:80. Oh.
And this statistic has come in print. And only Swami can help these children. And the kind of activity that is happening in our places and the kind of support that they are getting from the society, from the members, from the volunteers, from the parents, from the teachers, it's amazing. It's amazing. It's going.
You told you educate the parents and also the children. What are the activities you do for them?
We take them out many a times. You know, it's on every Friday. We have classes for them by the teachers, by the volunteers. The basic idea is that, you know, many a times we can't do much.
Mm.
The parents are so much stressed. You know, 24 hours, 365 days, they are under stress.
Mm.
The issues are so powerful, so pathetic many a times. It cannot be explained. In such a condition, we try to relieve these parents of this situation. We take these children away from them. We make them sit somewhere. We give them some kind of a talk of how they should sort of go about handling this situation by the experts. And at the same time, these children also, they get, you know, they play with our other children, our devotees' children. They get some kind of classes running around. And, you know, we do conduct various activities, even
so
the sports
activities.
So, for
time being, you relieve their pressure and make them happy.
When we talk about, Brother Raghu, about physical challenged children, we do visit their place where they are staying. And we take them out, we talk to them. Sometimes they don't understand our language, but our communication with those children are heart to heart.
Yes.
When they see us from the distance, they smile, they cheer that, you know, their friend have come, you know, to take them out, to talk to them. We'll take them on a wheelchair out. And during the Eid time, sometimes we conduct a small musical program for them.
Okay.
We go there, our youth wing members, they visit that handicapped home and present a small 15 minutes to half an hour a musical program for them. So that's way, you know, we can bring some kind of a cheerness in their life.
Yes.
That way. And we see them and then we realize how fortunate we are that Bhagwan has given us his body to do this activity, the seva activities. There are a number of other, you know, Swami's presence we have felt while doing these other activities. I will name a few.
Yes.
During Laban Seva, as you remember, Brother Shankar, that when we started the Laban Seva in the region.
What is it, so Laban Seva?
Laban Seva is a buttermilk.
Okay.
Laban is the word which is used as a in the region as a is a buttermilk made at home.
Okay.
You know, the temperature over there between June to August, it rained between 45 to 50 degrees centigrade.
So hot.
It's very hot.
Okay.
And the humidity level goes to 85 to 90%. So the workers who are working in a scorched sun, you know, under the sun, they require some kind of a relief by giving them water, giving them this, the laban, drinking the buttermilk, what you call buttermilk. So before distribution, we do Brahma Arpanam, keep the item and in the shrine, and they pray to Bhagwan. And after some time, we found there was a Om was written on the Laban with the haldi, that is turmeric powder, you know. So that shows the blessing that Bhagwan has blessed it, this project. And similar incident happened when we started distributing tea service during winter. The workers, they start working around 5:36 in the morning. During winter time, the temperature goes down to 10 to 15 degrees centigrade. So when we started this activity, the similar presence of Bhagwan was shown there in the shrine. When we kept the cup of tea and did Brahma Arpanam, Vibhuti came out on that.
Okay, wow.
So this is a thing that Swami has blessed the project.
Yes.
Carry on. I am there for you. I am going to help you. You proceed. Spread your love through service.
These are the things which inspires us and makes us do more and more service.
You know, we feel, say, Swami is there walking with us. You know, whenever we did any activity in the region, we have felt his presence 100%. There's no iota of doubt that he was never there. He was always there, and I'm sure, 100% sure, he'll be with us in all the activities we undertake.
I will narrate a small incident during this, one of the years, I can't remember exactly which year, in the initial years, once I went to see the Director General. I had no appointment. I went and as I entered, the DG opened the door, possibly he wanted to come out and go. And attached to that was a big hall wherein about, you know, at least four or five school owners were sitting, and three principals were sitting with the appointment, which I also didn't notice because the DG opened the door, he saw me, he said, come. He straight away took me inside. And having gone there, we discussed so many points of the project. It took almost 1.5 hours inside. And I finished, I came out, these people were furious. And they asked the secretary there whether I had an appointment. The secretary said, no, we don't know, I don't know. He didn't take an appointment. He said that, how did you go? One of the person who I knew, he got up and said that, Mr. Shetty, how did you go without an appointment and when we are sitting here? I said, I don't know, I just prayed. Folded my hands. I said, I don't know. You saw, I came here and I was called in. This is not one time. This has happened many, many occasions in many, many places. Wherever we have taken his name and we have gone, like Swami says, you take one step, I take 100 steps towards you. He was there before us.
Correct.
Waiting for us, helping us, guiding us. Such incidents happened many, many occasions for us, yes.
Not only this, Brother Raghu, we received a lot of appreciation while doing these activities in the region. Like, for instance, you know, our Shakti Wing ladies, when they go and visit this embassies to do this seva work, Indian ambassador has issued many appreciation letters to us. Also, when we do undertake the blood donation camps, the local blood bank authorities or the hospitals, they have issued certificates to the individual donors appreciating their work. The medical camps which we undertake under the aegis of Indian Embassy, ambassador has appreciated us that, you know, we are providing the logistic support and other support to the medical camps. And some countries, the medical camps are conducted under the Sai Organization name. And it reminds me one, Brother Shankar, that once the medical camp was planned and we required 4 doctors to cover up the whole medical, the facilities which were there, number of workers we want to screen it. What exactly do we, Brother Raghu, in the medical camps, we check their blood pressure, their sugar level, and any other possibilities there. Sometimes even yearly we undertake the echo machines also there available with us, the ultrasound, and full screening is done for the workers, complete. So on that particular camp, there were 4 doctors required, and we ran short of one because due to certain emergency he could not come. So you're praying to Swami, Swami, what should we do? Tomorrow is the camp and we have left with only 3 doctors. One of the doctors who was on vacation, he pre-scheduled and came and called us that I am back in country. So I can join the medical camp. This is the hidden hand. How Swami helps us, you know.
So wonderful to see many a times these patients from various camps, construction fields, you know, they wait for this day. I have seen people, they come to Sai Medical Camp from places as far as 500, 600 kilometers.
Oh, is it?
They travel all the way. They spend so much money, but they don't go to a private doctor. They don't go to a government hospital. They see the difference. They just want to talk to the Sai doctors. They just want to come and express themselves as to what is happening to them and receive that love that the Sai doctors give them, the Sai volunteers give them. They come with the folded hands. Even if there is a huge queue, they are willing to
wait. They are ready to wait,
They are ready to wait. And it's amazing experience whenever we have seen such.
You know, service transform not only us, others also. I'm going back to again to the buttermilk service which we do. When we started this thing, on the very first day, there was a huge crowd came and everyone was trying to go forward. So one worker we saw that he pushed and grabbed the items. Maybe you must be thirsty. Same person, when the next week we undertook this activity, he was standing there, he was monitoring the line, and after the completion of distribution of all, everyone gets the buttermilk, he came, he said, no sir, give me my share. I was really thrilled to see, you know, that how the transformation has taken place by doing only 1 week service, how he was transformed.
like talking about the medical camps, sir, what is the impact of these medical camps? Are all the doctors Swami's devotee or the local doctor also join?
There are a number of local doctors also that join because they believe also that community service is part of their as a ethics, you know. They do professionally, they do a work in a certain place, but they take all the time when they see this kind of activities taking place, and it is a society.
Yes.
It is not for any particular sect of people. So they do come forward, they spend, and each medical camp, Raghu, it is about 4 to 5 hours. So it is done mostly on the weekends, and it is been participated by the doctors who are signed devotees, as well as the other doctors also they join.
There are many doctors who are service-minded, who wants to sort of participate in such activities. But then what we do as a volunteer group, we don't sort of anticipate somebody to come and help us. We plan.
They themselves come and join by seeing the activity.
Yes. But then we also have our Sai doctors. Within the Sai families, we have doctors, and we talk to them, arrange, even if they have little difficulties, you know, we sort of time adjustments are being done. Somebody is coming early, somebody is coming a bit late. But then they see to it that all the patients are looked and seen.
We have conducted recently in our Sai pilgrimage, we have come here at Divine Abode. We conducted the medical camp here.
At Puttaparthi?
In Puttaparthi.
Yes.
The 3 days, the medical camp has screened more than 1,100 patients.
Oh, is it? Where is this, sir? Which place?
At N7, in one of the two rooms.
Okay.
And we had three doctors, and we had about four paramedics. We had a number of volunteers.
20 volunteers.
21 volunteers. They were totally dedicated, devoted, and they were there. And if you could see that N7 area, it was fully filled with the patients and local members. They were all checked and prescribed medicine. We have also given them medicines.
One service activity you do, the contentment you get after doing that, the satisfaction one gets, it is beyond words.
Yes.
You are at peace, total peace. There are three margas are there, as you know. The Bhakti Marga, Gyan Marga, and Karma Marga.
Yes.
But Bhagavan says, the easiest way is through service. To reach God.
Yes, correct.
Understand God. Realize God, that you are God.
We have so many camps, construction camps, wherein Muslim brothers, they are in majority, and they fast, and they work 6 hours a day during Ramadan. But then evenings, they break their fast. Not all are rich enough. Those who are rich, they have their own sort of way of feasting themselves during the iftar. They have a variety of fruits and variety of juices and various things. But there are these poor camp brothers, if they are given also a similar kind of a feast, possibly, they feel happy.
Yes.
We give them some kind of puddings, some kind of, you know, the variety of fruits, fruit juices, some kinds of snacks prepared. These are the part of the iftar break.
They break the fast with the date, you know, the dates and the juice.
So every year it's conducted.
It's conducted.
And we participate them along with them. We sit with them and have the Tir Prasad.
Yes.
Swami says, make your life worthwhile through seva. We understand that this worthwhile, the word worthwhile, each letter has its own Swami's dictum.
Okay.
There. Like W, if you take, I'll just mention 2-3, I'll not take more time. Wife here, when I'm here. If you take the letter O, only in depth of silence you can experience God's presence. R stands for respect all religions. T stands for time wasted is life wasted. H stands for hands that help are holier than lips that pray. This goes on. Swami has guided us to do seva because seva is one of the easiest way to realize divinity. Swami quoted once Adi Shankara. He said, Balavastat krida saktaha, tarunavastha taruni saktaha, vriddhavastat chinta saktaha, parame brahmani kopini saktaha. He says, childhood has been spent in playful activities, whereas the youth has been engulfed with worldly pleasures. Your old age is sure bring some kind of a pain and worries to you. When are we going to contemplate on God? So Bhagwan, when he initiated seva in this organization, yes, about 60 years ago, he has literally inducted us to spend our time, a quality time, in serving brethren, mankind, our society, so that we march, we realize the divinity in us, and also we raise that divinity in the other.
In fact, Swami has told, Parobakarartham idam shariram.
Yes.
This very body is for service to the mankind.
True. When we go to super speciality hospital, right in front of us, where Swami's portrait is put up there, this plaque is there.
So from your region, sir, how often the devotees come to Puttaparthi Prashanthi Nilayam?
Every year, one session of Parthi pilgrimage is organized.
Mm. From region 94.
From region 94.
Yeah. When is it?
This is generally during our school, main school holidays. Oh. It falls in the month of
July and August.
That is the time when all the parents and children, they plan their holidays.
Okay.
So, some countries find it a bit difficult because, you know, not all the countries' school holidays match.
Mm.
A little up and down happens. That's where, you know, sometimes it matches, sometimes little, when it doesn't match at all, you know, the number drops.
Mm.
Otherwise, you know, we get a good number of devotees coming here. Almost all devotees, they don't, whenever they come to India, at least even for a day or two, they do visit, come here, offer their respects to Swami.
As a group, you come on July, August.
Yes.
As a group, but individual, every year, you know, some people come 3 times, sometimes 2 times, depending on their planned holidays that way. When
so when you're
India.
Coming here, sir, has Swami interacted with you all?
Number of times. During the 85th birthday, we thought of conducting a seva activity here. We interacted amongst ourselves, then we communicated to the authority through our regional office. We thought of offering 85 tricycles because we found some special need. People were here, physically challenged people were here in the
around the villages.
Yeah. And we approached Ishwarama Women's Welfare Trust authorities through the regional office. They said they will help us in identifying people. So we offered 85 tricycles with all the gadgets, you know, which will help them, and 85 sewing machines, 85 grinder mixers, 85 water purifiers, and 85 Tata Swatch rechargeable camp lights,
which of course Bhagwan was gracious to accept our offering.
Bhagwan allowed us, or you know, when we prayed, he granted us permission to display them at the Sai Kulwant Hall, and in his presence these items were given away to all the recipients.
So that time Swami spoke to you all?
Swami spoke to us. He asked about our activities and he blessed us all.
Other seva activities in the region?
Activities. One activities have been carried out in the region.
So now we'll end with you telling us the objectives of seva.
Yes, our objective of seva, seva is to awaken divinity in ourselves, what we understand from Swami, and also to see that divinity in the other. Through seva, we can instill Swami's love in the other, as Swami gave us so much of His love. Seva ensures that the other's life is also redeemed. And finally, the other person too derives the same bliss and benefits that we derive being a devotee.
Mm.
Bhagwan Baba gave a beautiful meaning to the term seva. Mm. It helps us, it motivates us, it puts us in a right track. Swami says, our hands, our mouth, our legs, our nose, our ears are all limbs of our body.
Yes.
And human beings are limbs of society.
Mm.
And nature is limb of God. Thus we have a direct link and we have a direct responsibility towards our society to serve, to give something back to the society as a part, as a member of the society. Seva in the society is a contribution we understand as. When we fail to contribute, we fall into the category of a consumer. So we need to raise ourselves from a consumer to a contributor. With this understanding, when we perform seva, I think there we enjoy, we derive that bliss within.
Bliss, satisfaction among us.
In fact, when we do the service activities, we see the smile in the beneficiaries. It's nothing but Bhagwan's smile itself.
True. And we see Swami in others. When you do this thing, you know, I remember what Bhagwan's beautiful Mahavakya. Bhagwan says, love all, serve all.
Yes.
I personally feel, when you serve all, then only you can love all.
Yeah. Correct.
This organization Bhagwan gave us has helped millions and millions of devotees to raise themselves from the ordinary level.
It's a very good platform for all of us.
It's a very good platform for all of us. It's a divine gift to the mankind, which bears his name, his divine name. It is Swami who created Seva Dal in the organization. Dal means, Swami says, it's a petal of a lotus, which is attached to the pericarp of the lotus, which lives in the water, but untouched by the water.
I remember in a discourse, Swami gave the analogy, Seva Dals are the petals of a flower. Only when all the petals come together, a beautiful flower can be formed and it can be offered to God. In the same way, all the Seva Dals, Swami says, should work in unity and offer the beautiful flower.
Absolutely right. Swami also says that not all the raindrops reach ocean. They dry up as they fall on the earth unless they decide to come together and form a stream or river and march towards the ocean. So coming together and working together, understanding the path well and the goal, that's what makes this Sai Seva.
I believe, Brother Raghu, one is the plant seva activity, service activity, which we do it weekly, bi-weekly, monthly, bi-monthly. Addition to that, we as a volunteer should be always ready as and when opportunity comes. We should step forward to help others.
Yes.
For concluding, you know, I have a very beautiful quote I was remembering of Bhagwan. But Bhagwan says that, you know, when you serve, you should not do announcement that you are serving, because it is, you are doing this activity to improve yourself. So Bhagwan says that help much as you can, as efficiently as you can, as silently as you can, as lovingly as you can. Leave the rest to God, who gave you a chance to serve. Jai Sai Ram.
Thank you very much, sir, for coming to our Radio Sai studio and talking about the various service activities. I'm sure our listeners would have been very much inspired by this conversation that we had. Sai Ram.
We like to thank you that you gave us opportunity to share our love.
It is His grace and His blessings. Sairam.
Sairam, dear listeners, you are tuned to Asia's stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony, bringing you the message of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Well, what you heard till now was a conversation with Mr. Shankar Shetty and Mr. Sanjay Anand from Region 94, They spoke to us about the various service activities in which Swami's devotees from Region 94 are involved in there. Well, I had recorded this conversation with them a couple of months back when they had come here to Prashanthi Nilayam for the occasion of Guru Purnima festival. Dear listeners, apart from these service activities done by Swami's devotees from Region 94, there is one laudable activity that they do. That is their contribution to Radio Sai in many different ways. They record audio books, announcements for Bhagwan's Divine Discourse and other radio programs for us. But of these, one contribution of theirs which is making a sea of difference all over the world is a program called SSE On Air, which they have produced for us. Well, SSE On Air is a series of interesting, inspiring and enjoyable virtual classes for children on the Sri Satya Education in Human Values program, initiated by the world teacher Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. The classes are in three groups. Group 1 is for children of 5 to 8 years of age, Group 2 for children of 9 to 12 years of age, and Group 3 for children of 13 to 15 years of age. Each lesson plan is thoroughly researched from a variety of sources, including the vast gamut of Sai literature. These are recorded as radio dramas with a variety of voices, music, announcement, and we have got a complete package of about 25 lessons in our repository called SSE On Air. We air them from time to time, and various SSE coordinators around the world are downloading these lessons and circulating among them the teachers for ready-to-use lesson plans. So, dear listeners, you can download these SSE programs from our Radio Sai website, radiosai.org. The entire project has been successfully executed by the devotees across the various countries of the Region 94 and it's ably coordinated by Sister Shobha Menon. So we at Radio Sai salute the entire team of SSE On Air from Region 94. So dear listeners, the time right now in our studio is 12 minutes past I beg your pardon, 2 minutes past 12 o'clock, and it's a very pleasant afternoon here at Prashanthi Nilayam Ashram. I'm Raghu from Team Radio Sai, and this is the segment Service Love in Action. So in today's segment, we are talking about the service activities done by devotees from Region 94. So let's now listen to an episode from this series, which I spoke to you right now, that is SSE On Air. So the episode which we are going to listen right now is a virtual class for children of Group 1. The value is Right Conduct, sub-value Helpfulness, and the lesson is titled Help Ever.
The Group 1 teacher is pleased to welcome her adorable students at the door of the classroom. With a loving smile, she's directing them to place their jackets and umbrellas in an orderly manner. Today, it is Manav's duty to help the teacher with his job. 2 minutes before the scheduled time for the class to start, the teacher enters the room. She is very happy to find that all the children are seated in orderly rows with their notebooks and pencil pouches placed in front of them. The murmur of their chirpy conversations tapers off. The teacher enters the class and their attention is now focused on the teacher.
Sai Ram children.
Sai Ram teacher.
Teacher, please tell us what is in your hand. What is it?
Oh, it's a surprise for you for today's class. You will know in a moment.
Teacher distributes cards to the curious children.
Teacher, it is a letter H. It is a flash card of letter H. Big H and small H.
All the children are excited to get a flash card each and they are talking about them.
I know. The letter H stands for happiness. H is for healthy.
Well, for me, H is for hip hip hooray.
The letter H is one of my favorites because H is for holiday.
today is Sunday and it is a holiday.
Yes, children. Today is a holiday and I am happy too.
But teacher, why did you give us the letter H?
We shall discuss about it soon. Now let us make the sound of the letter H. Lovely. H seems to be happy letter. All of you are laughing. Ha ha ha. And do you know, our Baba loves happy smiling children. So, always be happy. Now, it's time for the class to begin. Children, please sit straight. Gently close your eyes and think of God. And as you think of Him, feel the love for Him filling your whole heart.
Now I think about Hanuman. His name starts with the letter H.
Definitely. You can think about Hanuman, the great devotee of Lord Rama.
Can I think of Jesus Christ? But I'm not a Christian.
Children, you must remember that God is only one. You can call Him by any name and think of any form of Him that pleases you the most. If you have love for Him in your hearts, He will respond to your prayer by whatever name you may call Him. And Kirti, it doesn't matter whether you are a Christian or not. God belongs to all. Children, shall we do silent sitting for some time? All of you seem to be in a slightly hyperactive mood today. So, let us calm our minds and relax.
Teacher, we love silent sitting because we can enter into a new world of our own imagination. A nice one with pretty flowers, blue sky, sunshine, like we see in storybooks. We don't feel or see anything unpleasant. Everything feels so nice.
Yes, very true, Pinky. Silent sitting calms our mind and it helps us to think clearly, act properly, and even do our work properly.
Hey, stop disturbing me.
I'm not doing anything.
Shh. Please calm down. Sit straight in a comfortable position. Take a deep breath and relax as you breathe out. Good. Let's do it again. Ahmed, your back has to be straight and upright. Veena, don't worry about your pencil box. I will make sure it's all right. Breathe deeply. Inhale and exhale. Slowly. Inhale and exhale. Children, as you breathe in, take in all the good feelings, love, happiness, helpfulness, kindness, courage. As you breathe out, throw out all the bad feelings in you, your anger, your sadness, your jealousy. Breathe in and breathe out. Now, think of jasmine flowers in the room and smell their fragrance. Divine smell of fresh jasmine. Imagine that you are walking in a beautiful garden. The flowers are colorful and fragrant. Feel the pleasant weather. Feel the gentle breeze against your cheeks. The beautiful flamingos are flying near the beach. You feel happy to see and feel the beautiful nature. Now, imagine that you are approaching a road. You see lots of cars and buses, Oh, the road is busy, very busy. It seems to be the morning rush hour. You can hear the horns of passing vehicles. See the movement of people, the policemen watching the traffic, and the traffic signals changing tirelessly. Red, amber, green, amber, red, and so on. Among the people standing across the road, you see an old lady. She is anxiously looking both ways. She looks very worried. She looks helpless. You want to reach out to her. You cross the road as the pedestrian light turns green. You look at her and give her a bright smile and ask politely, "Granny, you look worried. May I help you?" She returns your smile and holds your hand softly. She says, "Dear child, so nice of you. I can't see very clearly with all these vehicles going so fast. I'm afraid to cross the road. Can you help me, please?" "Yes, of course," you reply. You help the old lady cross the road and bid her goodbye. She blesses you and says, "Thank you very much for the help. May God bless you, dear child. You are such a sweet child." You feel so good. You made an old lady happy and she blessed you. Enjoy this good feeling. Now, slowly open your eyes. How did you feel? Didn't you feel good imagining yourself helping an old lady?
It was such a kind thing to do. I felt very nice. "Teacher, I want to help people like this every time. Can I really help like this?"
Definitely, Sarah. You can do good things even at a very young age.
But whom can we help?
You can help your friends, parents, teachers, classmates. Actually, you can help anyone who needs help. It doesn't matter how much you help. It matters with what feeling you help. Can you think of any occasion when you help someone?
Yes, I always help my mother in the kitchen. I help her to wipe the plates after they are washed. "Teacher, I help my grandmother."
"How, Veena?"
"Her eyes are weak and she's unable to read. So, I read to her. I even help her to get up from the sofa since she finds it difficult.
I help my class teacher distribute books in the class."
"Bala, what about you?"
"Teacher, the other day I prayed for a sick person. Isn't that a help too?"
"Yes, that's a great help. To have concern for others and to pray for them is a noble act. Ahmed, what about you?"
"I clean my study table and my cupboard."
"Ahmed, how can that be help? You're doing that for yourself."
"No, child. That too is an act of help. Have you heard of the saying, self-help is the best help? How can you help others if you don't help yourself? So what you did is also an act of help."
"Teacher, now I know why you gave us the flashcard of letter H. Letter H is for help."
"Well done. You're right. Now all of us can say together, H is for help.
H is for help."
"Baba says, help ever, hurt never."
"Yes, Sai Baba also says, hands that help are holier than the lips that pray."
"My mother read me a story about Baba. It was very interesting. When Baba was a child, people called him Satya. Satya loved everybody.
he offered food to any hungry person who came to his doorstep. As he grew up, over the years, he gave free food, clothes and shelter to many people. He loved to help everybody.
To help someone, all you need is a loving heart. God is love, so when you do a good act with love, it becomes a godly act. We must try and make every action of ours a godly one. Would you like to hear a beautiful story?
Teacher, please tell us the story fast. I love stories.
Yes, I shall narrate the story of a boy who helped save his country from a disaster. It's a big help done by a small boy. Unbelievable, right? This is a true story of a boy called Hans. He was from a country called Holland. Hans was a young school boy. He lived with his parents in a small village in Holland. Can you tell me where is Holland located?
Holland is in Europe. And its name starts with the letter H.
Yes, Holland is a land which is below the sea level. People there built strong and high walls to save the towns from being flooded. Hans was a hard-working and a worthy son of his parents. He used to help his parents at home. One day, he was returning from his school. The way to his home was near the seawall. Suddenly, he heard the sound of trickle of water nearby. He became alert. People in Holland are always cautious about any possible seepage in the seawall. He moved towards the sound and found a trickle of water coming through a small hole. He didn't know what to do. He wanted to send the message to his village people. Meanwhile, the hole was becoming bigger and bigger and the seawater was gushing out. He then inserted his whole hand into the hole to plug it. It worked and the flow of water stopped. By that time, it had already become dark. Nobody happened to pass by that way. The whole night passed and he did not see anyone who could help him. But his firm determination to save his village from a disaster kept him in his place. By morning, his body had become stiff with cold and he fainted. In the early morning, a passing workman saw Hans lying unconscious with his right hand in the hole. He understood that Hans was trying to stop the flow of water. He first took his hand out from the hole and quickly filled the hole with stones and then carried Hans home in his arms. Hans lay in the bed for several days, and when he recovered, he cried out in a feeble voice, "Please God, send someone to help me. I can't leave this place." The doctor said, "Don't worry, my brave little boy. The seawall has been repaired." In a few weeks' time, he recovered completely. He became the hero of his village. The people of the village came and thanked Hans. "You risked your life to save our village. We shall never forget your kind act." We only wish that all children grow up like you to be ready to sacrifice their lives for their country. Kiti, how would you describe Hans?
Hans was brave.
Whenever you feel you need strength, remember God is with you and draw your strength from Him. He will give you the courage and make you brave.
Thank you, teacher.
Can anyone tell me the name of the boy?
His name is Hans.
What did he do to help his country?
He inserted his hand into the hole of the sea wall. It worked and the flow of the water stopped.
What is that you like the best about this story?
You must always look for ways in which you can help others. It doesn't matter if you have to undergo troubles yourself.
Is that the only message of the story?
What I liked best was that he was not doing it for his family or himself. He had the good of the whole village in his mind.
Very good. Any other thoughts?
You can help anybody, even your country. You don't have to be big to help others. Love all, serve all, and have faith in God.
Excellent, children. Always remember, a good act done with a good heart is a real help.
Thank you, teacher.
Would you like to sing your favorite song? When you're happy and you know, na na na.
Yes!
Children, it's time for us to go home. But before we leave, let me give you an interesting homework. I would like you all to trace the outline of your palms in the notebook and write two good things that you did with your hands. Please bring your notebook next week and we will exchange the stories and learn from each other. Sairam, children. You can now disperse quietly. Please walk along the pavement as you walk back home. Don't forget to share the wonderful things you heard in the class today with your parents.
Sairam, teacher.
Sairam.
Sairam, dear listeners, and welcome back to today's Thursday Life. I'm Raghu from Team Radio Sai, and this is the segment Service Love in Action. Well, what you heard till now was an episode from the series SSE on Air. Well, SSE on Air is a series of interesting, inspiring and enjoyable virtual classes for children on Satya Sai Education in Human Values program initiated by the world teacher Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. SSEEHV, that is Satya Sai Education in Human Values, is nothing but the Sri Satya Sai Bhalvikas that Bhagwan had started way back in 1960s. So this SSC On Air is a series which has about 25 episodes, and these are a contribution to Radio Sai from Swami's devotees from Region 94. In fact, dear listeners, before this program you heard a conversation that I recorded a couple of months back with Mr. Shankar Shetty and Mr. Sanjay Anand, and in that conversation they spoke to us about the various service activities that Bhagwan's devotees are involved in Region 94. So we look forward to your feedback. Please send in your emails at listener@radiosai.org. And the time in our studio is 12:25. It's a pleasant afternoon here at Prashant Nilayam Ashram. And I offer this segment at Bhagwan's Lotus Feet. And I sign off. So I thank you for your company. Stay tuned. Coming up next is a Sai Bhajan. And after that bhajan, you will be joined by Prem and Arvind for today's afternoon satsang. So happy listening and Jai Sai Ram.
रखा तुम हे प्राणेश्वर पिता गुरु